بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. Today this is our 15th session reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3, Level 3, Laqtafa Abdurrahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. Today is our hope, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will complete the remaining exercises for this lesson, lesson number 5. And first we're going to start with just a quick review of the English key, especially point number 3, which the exercises, most of the exercises that we're going to be doing today are related to point number 3, and some of the exercises are going to combine everything that we had in this lesson. After that, we're going to look at read, translate, and check your answers to the exercises 12 through 20. Last week we completed up to exercise number 11, so today we're going to start with exercise number 12 after we have a quick review of the English key. So let's look at, let's start with the English key on page 26, 27, and 28. And there are 3 points in the English key for this lesson. The first point is dealing with the passive voice, al-fi'l al-mabni lil-majhool. The passive voice for the ajwaf verb. The ajwaf verb is from the mu'tal verbs. The ajwaf is mu'tal al-ayn. So there are 3 types of mu'tal verbs. Mu'tal al-fa, al-ayn, and al-lam. Mu'tal al-fa is the mithal. Al-ayn is the ajwaf. And the lam is the naqis. So we're going to look at the passive voice. Or in this lesson, we deal with the passive voice for the ajwaf verb. And we looked at what it looks like in the past tense and what it looks like in the present tense. For example, for qala yaqulu, we have qila yuqalu. And ba'a yabi'u, for ba'a yabi'u, we have bi'a yuba'u, and so on like this. In the mudari, any of the same thing. So the second point of this lesson, after looking at the passive for the ajwaf verb, the second and third point, we look at the ism fa'il and the ism maf'ul. For the muda'af verb, yani muda'af meaning that the second and third root letters, the second and third radicals are identical. Like hajja yahujju. So we're going to look at the ism fa'il for this type of verb, muda'af. And we're going to also look at the ism fa'il for the ajwaf verb, both types, ajwaf wawi and ajwaf ya'i, yani where the middle radical, the weak letter, is waw or ya, and the naqis wawi and naqis ya'i, where the final radical, the final radical, the weak letter on the end, is waw or ya. And this is, we're going to be looking at the ism fa'il and the ism maf'ul for all of these, the muda'af, and the ajwaf, and the naqis. As far as the naqis, as far as the ism fa'il, I want to look at that a little bit today, because most of the exercises are going to be dealing with that. And so it's mentioned here in the English key that we have learned in the previous lesson, the formation of the ism maf'ul from the salim verb. Now we learn its formation from the non-salim verbs. Okay, the verbs that we're going to be looking at here, specifically, are the muda'af and the ajwaf and the naqis. For the muda'af, the ism fa'il is regular. Yani from sarra, yasurru, you have masrurun. So that's just the way the pattern requires. Maf'ul, masrur. Adda ya'uddu, ma'adud. And so on, like this. As far as the ajwaf verb, ajwaf wawi, like qala yaqulu, the ism maf'ul is irregular. on the pattern of maf'ul from qala yaqulu, yani the root letters are qaf, waw, and lam, it should be maq'ul. But in fact, what we're going to do is we're just going to change the mudara, the mudara letter, the prefix, we're going to change it to mim with fatha, and take the mudari form yaqulu became maqul, maqulun. That's the ism maf'ul. And that is for the ajwaf wawi, and likewise for the ajwaf yai, like zada yazidu, yani the root letters are zay, ya, and del. The ism maf'ul should be mazyudun. Should be mazyudun, but what we're going to do, we're going to take the mudari form, yazidu, and just change the mudara prefix letter to mim with fatha, yazidu became mazidun. Okay, kala yaqilu, yaqilu became makilun, even though it should have been makyul. For the naqis, the ism maful for the naqis wawi, like da'a, yad'u, it is regular. It's following the pattern exactly, yani. The ism maf'ul from yad'u is mad'uun. And the only thing that is, yani, that you have to pay attention to is that the waw from the pattern maf'ul and the waw that is the last letter of the naqis waw is always a waw. Yani, they're just going to be merged together and written with shadda. But otherwise, yani, it's on the pattern. Mad'uun is the pattern of maf'ul. For the ya'i, there's irregularity there. There is regularity there. The naqis ya'i like bana yabni wa rama yarmi. This ism maf'ul from it is irregular. So what happens, any, the easy way to derive it is just take the mudari form, bana yabni, just change the mudara letter, the ya, to mim with fatha. Yabni became mabaniyun with shadda on the last letter, mabaniyun. And the same thing, shawa yashwi became mashwiyun, even though it should have been mashwuyun. And mabaniyun should have been mabnuyun from ba noon, and ya should have been mabnuyun. But it's going to be mabniyun. Okay, so yani, hopefully everybody had a chance to look at this and see what is the irregularity and how to derive it. It's relatively simple if we just yani, follow the pattern that is given to us for fa'il and the pattern for maf'ul. And I hope, inshallah, that we didn't have any major difficulties with the homework. Okay, let's go to the exercise that we left off at. And last week we did all the exercises for the ism fa'il. And so most of the exercises today are going to be with the ism maf'ul. And then we're going to have mixed exercises, ism fa'il and maf'ul together. All right, so we completed two of the exercises from the ism maf'ul. That is exercise number 10 and exercise number 11. We completed two of those exercises. Yani the ism maf'ul from the ajwaf wawi and the ism maf'ul from the ajwaf ya'i. We completed those two exercises. So for example, from qala yaqulu, yani the mabni lil majhul form is qila, and the ism maf'ul is derived from the mabni lil majhul, the passive form, right? So I mean, technically it's derived from the passive form, but we're going to look at the active form, yani mabniun lil ma'lum, and we're just going to change the mudara letter, the prefix on the beginning of the mudari verb. We're going to change it from ya to mim with fatha, and that's how we're going to derive the ism maf'ul, or that's how we did it in the exercise last week. So we said from qala yaqulu, yani the ism maf'ul is maqulun. Yaqulu became maqulun, even though originally it should have been maqulun. We said from zara yazuru is mazurun, from lama yalumu is malumun. And we did this exercise last week with the ajwaf wawi and as well with the ajwaf ya'i, such as ba'a yabiyu became mabi'un, and Kala Yakilu became Makilun, and Zada Yazidu became Mazidun. Even though Mazidun originally from Zada Yazidu, Yani Zay, Ya and Del, should have been Mazyudun. And we discussed that in detail last week. We're going to go on now to the Ism Maf'ul from the Naqis Wawi. Exercise number 12. Lesson number 5, exercise number 12, page 54. Page 54. Tayyib. Exercise number 12 says, Ta'ammal al-mithal lismi maf'ul al-masugh min al-fi'li al-naqisi al-wawi. Thumma akmal al-naqisa. Yani, reflect upon the example for the ism maf'ul, the noun that's on the pattern of maf'ul, indicating the thing that the action of the verb happened to. Yani, from drinking, the thing that was drank. From writing, the thing that was written. From reading, the thing that was written. Ism maf'ul. We're looking at the ism maf'ul, this pattern maf'ul, from the naqis wawi. What do we mean by naqis wawi? We mean the naqis verb means that the weak letter is on the end. It's the third radical, the final radical. Wawi means that that weak letter is a waw. Originally, even if it looks like other than waw, yani in its form now. So, for example, so first they said, reflect upon the example of ism maf'ul that's derived from the fi'l and naqis al-wawi. And we're just saying, what is the naqis wawi? Means the verb that has a weak letter on the end, the last radical, and that weak letter is originally a waw. ثُمَّ أَكْمَلَ النَّاقِسِ. Then complete, yani that which is left out or missing. That which is left out or missing, what is incomplete. So, the example that they gave us is the verb دَعَى يَدْعُ. And since we're talking about ism maf'ul, technically it's derived from the مَبْنِيٌ لِلْمَجْهُولِ form. So it's derived from دُعِيَ. دُعِيَ يُدَعَى. Yani he or it was called, or it is being called. Du'iya. Yani da'a means to call or to invite. Alright? So, du'iya means someone or something was called or invited. So the ism maf'ul from du'iya is mad'uun. And again, if we derive it from the fi'l, al-mabniyun lil-ma'loom, the active voice. Da'a yad'u. You take yad'u, change the prefix letter, the ya, to meem with fatha, and it became mada'uun, on the pattern of maf'ul. Mada'uun, with shadda on the waw. So there's a waw from the maf'ul pattern, and then there's a waw that is the weak letter at the end of the naqis wawi. So you have two waws, the first one with sukoon, you write one with shadda. Mada'uun. So they said du'iya, yani, its original form, the active form is da'a yad'u. The ism maf'ul is mada'uun, means one that was invited. But asluhu, yani is written mada'uun, with two waws. But since the first waw has sukoon, we're going to merge them together and write them once with a shadda, mada'uun. So this form of the ism maf'ul is regular in terms of the pattern of maf'ul. There's nothing irregular about it, except that since the last two letters are identical and the first of them has sukoon, you write them together with shadda. Okay, so now, the next verb that they gave us is tuliyah. Tuliyah is from tala yatlu, to recite. Tuliyah is from tala yatlu, to recite, like to recite the Quran. Yatlu. The ism maf'ul from it, on the pattern of maf'ul, is matluun. And this is regular. It is fitting the pattern exactly, because the root letters are ta, lam, and waw. Ta, lam, and waw. So on the pattern of maf'ul, matluun. The last two letters are waw, so you merge them together with shadda. Matluun. Something that is recited. The next one is rujiya. Rujiya. Yani the active form of the verb is raja yarju. To hope. To hope. Raja yarju. But since we are talking about ism maf'ul, and ism maf'ul is technically derived from the verb that is mabniun lil majhul, the passive form, so that's why they're giving us ru'jiya. In any case, the root for this verb, raja yarju, is ra, jim, and waw. Ra, jim, and waw. So on the pattern of maf'ul, it should be marjuun, marjuun. The two waws at the end, and they merge together with shadda. Marjuun. Okay. That's for the naqis wawi. It's regular. There's nothing unusual about its form. It follows the pattern exactly. It's just that since the pattern has a waw in it, maf'ul, and the last root letter of this type of verb is always going to be waw, so you have two waws all the time, so they are written together as one with shadda. Otherwise, the pattern is, it fits the pattern exactly. Exercise number 13. Ta'ammal al-mithal. Lismi. Any, there's a word missing here. It should be li-ismi al-maf'ul. Al-masug min al-fi'l al-naqis al-ya'i. And just like it was in the previous exercise. Ta'ammal al-mithal li-ism al-maf'ul al-masug. Yani the ism maf'ul that is masug, derived or formulated min al-fi'l, from the verb that is al-naqis al-ya'i. The naqis whose final root letter is ya. The weak letter on the end is ya. Naqis ya'i. Thumma akmal al-naqis, then complete that which is left out or missing. Okay, so they gave us an example. Buniya. Buniya is from the verb bana yabni, to build. Bana yabni. Buniya means, yani something that was built. Bana, he built. Buniya, it was built. Like we say in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, buniya al-islam ala khams. Buniya, yani Islam is built upon five. Okay, the ism fa'il, if we look at the active form of the verb, mabniun lil ma'lum, bana yabni, just change the ya to mim, mabniyun. Mabniyun. Yani asluhu, the asl of the ism maf'ul, yani if the root letters are in bana is ba, noon, and ya. Bana yabni, it's ba, noon, and ya. So ism maf'ul should be mabnuyun. Mabnuyun. That's what it should be. However, the waw from the pattern is changed to ya, and the vowel of the noon before it, yani coincides with it, becomes a ya, and you get mabni, and then you have ya on the end. The two ya's are merged together, so it becomes mabniyun. Mabniyun. Yani that which is upon which something is built. Mabniyun. Something that is built. Something that has been built. Somebody built it. Naam. Mabniyun. Okay, the next one they gave us is quliya. Quliya. Quliya, yani is from the verb qala yaqli. Qala yaqli. To fry or to bake or to roast something. Qala yaqli. Yani he fried or he is frying something. The ism maf'ul, the thing that was fried, since the root of qala yakli is qaf lam ya, qaf lam ya, on the pattern of maf'ul it should be maqluyun, maqluyun. But again, the waw is converted to ya, and the vowel on the lam before it becomes kasra, so it became maqli. Yun, and the two ya's are merged together with shadda, maqliyun. And again, the easy way to formulate it is the mabniun lil ma'lum, yabni became mabni, yaqli became maqli. And that's the easy way to do it, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, after this, we're going to turn to the next page. Page 55, and continue with this exercise number 13. They gave us shu-wi-ya. 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 Shuya is from the verb shawa yeshwi, to grill something. Shawa yeshwi, to grill a chicken, for example. Right? The root letters of shawa yeshwi is sheen, wow, and ya. So on the pattern of maf'ul, it should be mashwuyun. But again, the wow from the pattern of maf'ul is converted to ya. The vowel of the wow before it becomes kesra, from dhamma to kesra. And then the two ya's are merged together with shadda, mashwiyun. And again, the easy way to formulate it is take the fi'l mabniyun lil ma'aloom yashwi, change the ya to meem with fatta, mashwiyun. Yani that which has been grilled. And the last one they gave us is quwiya. Quwiya. And again, the reason why they're giving us this form of the verb quwiya, mabniyun lil majhul, is because technically the ism maf'ul is from the verb that is passive. Because the ism maf'ul is the passive noun, yani the passive participle, the thing that the action happened to. So it's technically from quwiya, but the easy way to formulate it is from yakwi. Kawa yakwi. Kawa means to iron. Yani like to iron your clothing. Kawa yakwi. The root letters being kaf, wow, and ya, on the pattern of maf'ul, it should be makwuyun. Makwuyun. But again, the wow of the pattern maf'ul, that elongation wow, that wow is converted to ya, and the vowel of the wow before it became kesra, so it became makwi. And then you have ya on the end, that's the root from the word, from the verb itself, that ya. Yani is merged with the ya that was converted from wow, written with one ya with shadda, became makwiyun, makwiyun. Yani that which was ironed, makwiyun. Okay, yani this pattern, yani when you get used to these words and you see many of them, it will become normal. You'll just recognize it immediately. But the important thing here is, if you're trying to formulate the ism maf'ul from the naqis, wawi or ya'i, the easy way to do it is to just change the prefixed letter, the harf mudara, from ya to meem. From the mudari form of the mabni lil ma'alum, yashwi became mashwi, yakwi became makwi. And yani the same thing with the previous ones. Yaqli became maqli, and yabni became mabni. Okay, so that's the ism maf'ul for naqis, wawi, and ya'i. And ajwaf, we had last week, ajwaf, wawi, and ya'i. Exercise number 14 continues with the ism maf'ul. Okay, it says صغ أسماء المفعولين من الأفعال الآتية. يعني derive or formulate the ism fa'ils, أسماء المفعولين, ism مفعول, يعني the ism مفعولs. يعني أسماء المفعولين means يعني the plural of ism مفعول. So the passive participles derive these nouns that are on the pattern of ism maf'ul from the following verbs. So they give us a set of verbs, and then they want us to derive the ism maf'ul from each of them. And they also want us to mention, وَذْكُرْ نَوْءَ كُلِّ فِعْل مِنْهَا. Mention the type of each verb from amongst these verbs that they're going to give us. Mention the type of each verb. Ala nahwi al-ati. Yani in the following way. As follows. Okay. Derive the ism maf'ul from the following verbs. And mention the type of each verb. Now, kulli fi'l minha. Each verb that they give us, they want to tell us They want us to say what type of verb it is. So that we're gonna have a verb, the fi'l, then we're gonna have naw'uhu, the type of verb it is. It's a naqis yai, naqis wawi, ajwaf yai, mudaf, or whatever, right? The type of verb. Then they want us to derive the ism maf'ul, al masugh minhu. The ism maf'ul that's derived from that particular verb. And then they want us to mention asluhu, yani the asl of that ism maf'ul. So they're going to give us a verb, we have to tell us what type of verb it is, and then we have to derive the ism maf'ul from it, and then we have to mention what is originally the ism maf'ul form should have been, if there's some irregularities in it, what it should have been. Alright? So actually they're going to give us a verb and we have to mention three things. What type of verb it is, what is the ism maf'ul from it, and what is the asl, the original form of that ism maf'ul, if it's irregular. Alright, so the first verb that they gave us is kutiba, from kataba yaktubu. Kutiba. Yani the mabniun lil majhul form of the verb to write. Kutiba, it was written. What type of verb is this? It's a fi'l sahih. Yani sahih, it means that it doesn't have any double root letters, like a mudaaf, nor does it have any hamza in the beginning, middle, or end of the root letters, nor does it have any weak letters in the beginning, middle, or end, yani mithal, or ajwaf, or naqis. Okay, the sahih, the fi'l sahih, it means it doesn't have any of these things. It's not mudaaf, it's not mu'tal, and it's not mahmuz. Mahmuz means it has a hamza in the beginning, middle, or end. So this verb qutiba, is its type is sahih. The ism maf'ul from it is from the root letters kaf ta ba, yani maktub, ala wazn, yani maf'ul, maktub, that which was written. And that's what it originally is. It doesn't have any different form. The next verb is ukhidha. Ukhidha, from akhadha ya'khudhu, to take something. Ukhidha, it was taken. The type of verb, it's al-mahmuz al-fa. And it has a hamza in the first radical, the fa. The first radical, ukhidha. The form of the ism maf'ul that's derived from ukhidha is ma'khudh. Yani hamza, kha, tha, thal, ma'khudh. Means that which was taken. And that's its original form. The next verb is su'ila, from sa'ala yas'alu. Su'ila. Yani he was asked. He was asked. Su'ila. The type of verb, the na'u of this verb, is mahmuz al-ayn. And it has a hamza in the ayn, in the second radical, the middle radical. The ism maf'ul from it is mas'ul. Seen, hamza, lam. Mas'ul. And that is its asl, that's its original form. It doesn't have a different form. Mas'ul, the one who is axed. Or the one who is to be axed, yani responsible. The next verb is quri'a. Quri'a. Yani from qara'a, yaqra'u, to read or recite. Quri'a. It was read or recited. What type of verb? It's mahmuz. Al-mahmuz, al-lam. Has a hamza on the third radical, the final radical, the lam. Fa'ala, from fa'ala. It has mahmuz, al-lam. The ism fa'al derived from it, from qaf, ra, hamza, is maqru'un. Maqru'un. Yani that which is read or recited. And that's its original form. It doesn't have a different form. The next verb is surra. Surra. Yani from sarra yasurru, to be pleased. Surra. The type of verb, the second and third radical identical. That means it's a mudaaf verb. Mudaaf. The ism maf'ul from it is masrur. And that is... that's the exact pattern from maf'ul, يعني سين را را مسرور يعني one who is pleased, who has been made pleased. And it doesn't have any other form. That's the asl of it. The next verb is wuzina, from wazana, to weigh something. Wuzina, it was weighed. What type of verb? This is yani mu'tal fa, or al-mithal al-wawi. Yani mithal, the weak letter being waw. Mithal means the first letter is weak, and here it is, it's a waw, so it's al-mithal al-wawi. The ism maf'ul derived from it is on its exact pattern, yani maf'ul from waw, zay, noon, is mawzoon. Mawzoon means that which has been weighed or is weighed. Mawzoon. And it doesn't have any other form. That's the asl. The next verb is sina, with sad. Sina, yani the mabni lil-ma'lum form is sana yasunu, to protect something. Sana yasunu. The root letters are sad, waw, and noon. So on the pattern of maf'ul, yani its form should be originally mas'wunun, sad, waw, noon. Mas'wunun. But here there's irregularity. The type of this verb sana yasunu is al-ajwaf al-wawi. Al-ajwaf al-wawi. And in this form of the verb, what happens is that yani the one of the two wows is omitted, and the vowel from the first wow is transferred to the first root letter. In this case, sad. Yani the sad, the sukoon from mas'woon, the sukoon becomes dhamma. Masunun. One wow is deleted. The first radical takes the dhamma from the one of the two wows, and it became masunun, that which is protected or guarded. What type of verb this is? This is al-ajwaf al-wawi. And it has a weak letter in the middle, and that weak letter is waw. Sana yasunu. Naam. The next verb is nusiya, from nas, yani nasiya, to forget. Nusiya, yani it was forgotten. The root letters are noon, seen, and ya. Noon, seen, and ya. So on the pattern of maf'ul, it should be man suyun. Noon, seen, ya. Man suyun. But what happens here, yani, this type of verb is naqis ya'i. Naqis ya'i. And what happens in this type of verb is that the waw from the pattern maf'ul is converted to a ya, and the letter before it, in this case seen, changes from dhamma to kasra. It became man siyun, or simply yani nasiya yansa. Yansa, the mudari, you just change the mudari letter to meem, and it became yani yansi man siyun, someone or something that has been forgotten. So these are more examples, yani this exercise are more examples of deriving the ism maf'ul from a verb, identifying what kind of verb that is, and also mentioning the original form of the ism maf'ul if there's any irregularity in it. Exercise 15 is a combination of yani deriving or recognizing the ism fa'il and the ism maf'ul from the lesson, from the original dars, yani the dialogue for lesson number 5 on page 49 and 50. So for exercise 15, we have to go back to the dialogue and we have to look. It says istakhrij min ad-dars, yani derive or extract from the lesson, the dialogue, asma al-fa'ilin wal-maf'ulin, any nouns that are on the pattern of ism fa'il and nouns that are on the pattern of ism maf'ul. So go back to the dars, look in it, look for ism fa'il and ism maf'ul. Wadhkur asla kulli wahidin minha. And then mention the asl, the origin of each one of these nouns. Ism fa'il or ism maf'ul. What was it originally supposed to be on that pattern, if there's any irregularity in it? And then mention the fi'l, alladhi ushtuqqa minhu. Yani the verb that ism fa'il or ism maf'ul is derived from. And then mention nawa hadha al-fi'l ala nahwi atali. And then mention the type. Yani what type of verb that is ala nahwi fa'li. Yani like the following. Okay, the ism, in other words, the following is this chart. And the chart has one column missing. Okay, because the first they said, extract the ism fa'il or the ism maf'ul. That's one thing. The second thing is mention the asl. Udhkur aslu kulli wahidin minha. So that's missing from this chart here. Okay, we should mention the ism fa'il or ism maf'ul. And if it has any irregularity, what is this asl? And then number three, al-fi'l alladhi ishtuqqa minhu. The verb that is derived from. That ism fa'il or maf'ul, what verb is it derived from? And then now al-fi'l. Yani what type of verb is it? Is it a yani sahih? Is it a mudaf? Is it a mu'tal? Is it a mahmuz? What type of verb it is? Okay? So extract the ism fa'il and maf'ul, number one. Number two, mention its asl, its original form if there's any irregularity. Number three, mention the verb that it's derived from. And number four, the type of verb that it is. The type of verb that it is. Okay, so we're going to go back with this exercise number 15. We're going to go back to the lesson and look through it and see if we can find ism fa'il or ism maf'ul. Okay, I don't want to read the whole lesson again for the sake of time. I'm just going to go through the lesson. I didn't number the lines in this lesson. I should have numbered it just so I can keep track of myself. But I'll just mention each line based upon yani the beginning of the words. If there's a speaker, who's the speaker and the beginning of the words, so you can identify the lines. Okay, we're going back to the original text. After the title, and the mudir says, Udkhul, yadkhul al-shab wa yusallam. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The shab says, La, ana zairun. Okay, this is the first ism fa'il in this lesson, as far as I can see. Talib is an ism fa'il too. Talib, from talaba, yatlubu. Naam. But I think what is intended here are the ism fa'il and maf'ul from, yani, the non-salim verbs. Otherwise, talib is an ism fa'il from talaba, yatlubu. Yani means the one who is seeking something. Alright, but as far as the non-salim verbs, Zairun is the ism fa'il, the first one that I see here. La, the shab says, La ana zairun. So this is the ism fa'il. Its origin, since it's from zara yazuru, yani the root being zay, waw, and ra, the original form of it should have been zawirun, with waw in the middle. Zawirun. But we said in the ajwaf verb, that waw or that ya, that's the weak letter in the middle, is converted to hamza. So it became from zawirun, zairun, zairun. What type of verb is this? Al-ajwaf al-wawi. Al-ajwaf al-wawi. In the second line, there's nothing. The third line, there's nothing. In the fourth line, that begins with jitu hajjan. Fagtanamtu hadhihi al-fursa li ziyarati mahadikum al-shahir. Yani, in this sentence, jitu hajjan, we have the ism fa'il hajjan, which means the one who's performing the pilgrimage. The original form of it, the root letters of this verb, hajja yahujju, or ha, jim, and jim. So the original form for ism fa'il should have been hajjijun, hajjijun. But we say what happens here in the mudaf verb is that since the last two letters are the same, They remove the kasra from the first doubled letter, remove the kasra, and then join them together. So hajjijun became hajjun. Or here, jitu hajjan, yani because it's mafu, yani it's mansub. But the original form is hajjijun, and the form here is hajj, hajjun. Okay, in the next line, we also have Yani that begins with, that very next line begins with قِيلَ لِي إِنَّهُ أَحْسَن مَحَد لِتَعْلِيمِ اللُّغَةَ الْعَرْبِي لِغَيْرِ النَّاطِقِينَ بِهَا. Yani we have the word النَّاطِقِينَ. النَّاطِقِينَ, yani the ism fa'il here. And this is also, yani this is not actually a non-salim verb, but in any case, yani we just mentioned it like we mentioned طالب. Yani the ism fa'il is ناطق. ناطق, yani from نطق ينطق, one who pronounces or speaks, ناطق. And this نطق is a fi'il صحيح. Yani it doesn't have, it's not a مضاف, it's not a مؤتل, it's not a محموز. ناطق, yani this is the sound plural, ناطقين, لغير الناطقين. Okay, the next line there's nothing. The next line there's nothing. The next line, الشاب says, اسمي مهدي ابن عبد الحادي. اسمي مهدي ابن عبد الحادي. So here we have an ism مفعول and an ism فاعل. Both of them, yani originally from the verb هدى يهدي. Its root being ها دل and ya. The root letters, the yani triliteral root or the radicals are ha, del, and ya. Hada, yahdi. And again, the ism fa'il is from the mabniun lil ma'loom, hada yahdi, and the ism maf'ul is from the mabniun lil majhul, hudiya yuhda. Alright, so let's look at mahdiyun first. Ism maf'ul from hudiya, yani. The form of it for maf'ul should have been from ha, del, and ya, should have been mahduyun. Mahduyun. Maf'ulun mahduyun. But what happened is the waw from the pattern maf'ul is converted to ya, and the letter of the letter before it is changed from dhamma to kasra, it became mahdiyun. Or easily we can convert it, yani from the ism, yani the fi'l mabniun lil ma'loom, yahdi mahdiyun. Okay, so the original form was mahduyun. The form that we find here is mahdiyun. Yani the type of the verb is an-naqis al-ya'i. Hada yahdi, an-naqis al-ya'i. As far as al-hadi, yani this is ism fa'il from hada yahdi. Yani its original form is ha. Hadiyun, hadiyun. If it has alif lam, it's al-hadi. If it doesn't have alif lam, it's hadin. Ism manqus, hadin. Like qadin, like wadin. Tayyib. After this, the next line, we have another ism fa'il, but again, it's not a non-salim verb. It's from darasa, yani يدرسوا, the mudir says يدرسوا في مهدنا دارسون من معظم بلاد العالم. دارسون, yani students. So this ism fa'il is دارس. It's the exact pattern of fa'il from درس يدرسوا دارس, and this is the yani جم مذكر سالم دارسون. Then there's nothing on the rest of this page as far as I can see, and on the following page we're going to go from the first line to the second line to the third line to the fourth line where it says يَدْخُلُ سَاقٍ وَيَصُبُّ لَهُمَا الْقَهْوَةَ. يَدْخُلُ سَاقٍ, yani yani one who serves drinks, cupbearer, enters. وَيَصُبُّ لَهُمَا الْقَهْوَةَ, and he pours coffee for them. So this verb, سَاقٍ, is the ism فَاِل. Its original form is سَاقٍ. Its original form is for فَاِلٌ is سَاقِيٌ. سَاقِيٌ. But if it doesn't have alif lam, it loses the weak letter at the end. It became سَاقٍ. If it has alif lam, السَّاقِي. السَّاقِي. Okay, so the original form of ساقٍ is ساقيٌ. The verb that is from سقى يسقي or سقيا, يعني, which means to give someone to drink. سقيا, to be given drink. The type of verb is الناقص الياء. سقى يسقي, الناقص الياء. The weak letter is on the end, and it's a ya. The following line, there's nothing except Mahdi, which we already looked at. And then we come to another line, Al-Mudir. Two lines down, Al-Mudir says, Ana mada'oon. Ana mada'oon. Li huduri mu'tamarin fi Pakistan ba'da ashhurin. Ana mada'u, I have been invited. Yani, this is ism maf'ool. Its original form is just that, except that the two waws are written with shadda. Otherwise, it's from da'a, yad'u, or the passive form du'iya, yud'a, du'iya. But if we just take yad'u and change the mudari'a letter to meem, you get mada'u, mada'uun, mada'uun. Its original form is just that, except that the two waws here are written as one with shadda. The type of verb that is from is naqis al-wawi. Da'a yada'u. The weak letter is at the end and it's a waw. Yada'u. The next line, there's nothing. And the following line, as-saqi, the cupbearer, the one who bring in the drinks. This is the last word here in this lesson as far as I can see. As-saqi says, a, this is a question. A asubbu laka mazidan min al-kahwati ya shaykhu. Shall I pour for you extra, more of the coffee, O Shaykh? So the word here is mazidun. Mazidun is ism maf'ul. Its original form, yani, is from zada yazidu or zida yuzadu. Right? Zida yuzadu. So the root is zay, ya, and del. Zay, ya, and del. So on the pattern of maf'ul, it should have been maz. Mazyudun, 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 right? But what happened is the waw from the pattern is converted to ya, and the first radical takes kesra, so it became yani mazid. Or you could say the waw, yani, of the pattern, the waw of the pattern is deleted, and the ya, yani, the ya from the root zay ya del, the ya from the root, the dhamma became kasra, and the waw is deleted, so it became yani, and then the ya takes kasra. I'm sorry, the ya takes the zay takes kasra. Ma zidun, na'am, mazidun. Again, the easy way to yani formulate it is from the mudari, mabniu lil ma'lum, zada yazidu, yazidu became mazidun. Okay, became mazidun. Again, in case I yani made it a little bit unclear, yani the original form of mazid is mazyudun, in which case the waw that's from the pattern maf'ul is omitted. It's omitted. And then the vowel of the ya dhamma becomes kesra and is passed on to the zay. So it became mazidun, mazidun from yazidu. And this is the end of the ism fa'il and maf'ul from the original dars, as far as I can see. Okay, after this, we're going to go to exercise number 16. Exercise number 16. Let me just check the time. Okay, that's good. Exercise number 16 is a little bit lengthy. Very important exercise. Also, it combines our examination of both types of patterns, ism fa'il and ism maf'ul. The instruction says on page 55, we're in lesson number 5, exercise number 16, page 55. Says ayyin asma al-fa'ilina wal-maf'ulin fil jumali al-atiyati. In the following sentence, sentences identify the nouns that are on the pattern of ism fa'il and the nouns that are on the pattern of ism maf'ul. So both types of patterns we're going to be looking for here in the following sentences. So we have to first identify either one of them, ism fa'il or ism maf'ul. Then it says, وَذْكُرْ أَصْلَ كُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهَا. Then we have to mention the original form that it should have been on, the original form of fa'il or maf'ul, if there's irregularity. Identify the ism fa'il maf'ul. Mention what its original form should have been if there's irregularity. And number three, والفعل الذي اشتق منه. Mention the verb that it's derived from. ونوع هذا الفعل. And the type of this verb. Okay, identify the ism fa'il or maf'ul. Mention what its original form should have been if there's irregularity. Mention the verb that it's derived from. And mention the type of that verb. So there are four things that you should have written. The ism fa'il or the ism maf'ul. Yani its asl, if it has a different asl. The verb that it's derived from. And what type of verb that is. Yani is it a mahmuz? Is it a mu'tal? Is it a mudaf? What type of verb is it? Okay, so we're going to look at the first sentence. Abi qadin. My father is a judge. So qadin, by the way, yani the i'rab of qadin, which we should know because we covered this in the beginning of this course, the ism manqus, which is one of the types of words that have yani taqdiri i'rab. Qadin in this sentence is the khabr, and the khabr is marfu'un. But we see it having kasratain, right? So that means that there's taqdiri i'rab. Qadin is the khabr, marfu'un. The sign of being marfu'un is dhamma muqaddara ala al-ya al-mahdufa. Yani the dhamma that is understood on the ya that has been deleted. Yani if it had alif lam, the ya will come back, it will be al-qadi. As far as what we are looking for here now, qadin, qadin is ism fa'il. From qada yaqdi. From qada yaqdi. Ism fa'il. Its original form is qadiyun. Qadiyun. The ya has been deleted here. Qadiyun. The verb that is from is qada yaqdi. The type of verb is naqis. And naqis al-ya'i. Qada yaqdi. And naqis. The last letter is yani defective, weak, and it is a ya. Okay, after this, we're going to turn to page 56, sentence number 2. Ma ajmala hadha al-bayta al-mabniya bil-hajri. Oh, how beautiful, oh, how beautiful is this house. Al-mabniya bil-hajri, that is built with stone. That has been built with stone. The word here is al-mabni. Al-mabni is a ism maf'ul. Its original form from bana yabni ba nun ya. Its original form is mabnuyun. Mabnuyun. The verb that is from is bana yabni or buniya. Mabniun lil majhul. Buniya. The type of verb is an-naqis al-ya'i. An-naqis al-ya'i. Number 3. As-sa'imun anta, are you fasting? The word here that we're looking at is sa'imun. Ism fa'il from sama yasumu. Sama yasumu. Sa'imun. Its original form should have been from sa'd waw meem. Sama yasumu. Yani its root is sa'd waw meem. On the pattern of fa'il, it should have been sa'wimun. Sawimun. The verb that is from, we said already, is sama yasumu or sima yusamu. Sima. Mabniun lil majhul. The type of verb is al ajwaf al wawi. Al ajwaf al wawi. Because the middle radical is weak and it's a waw. Sama yasumu. Number 4. Uhibbu al lahma al mashwiya wal bayda al maqliya. I love, yani, mashwi, yani grilled chicken, and yani boiled eggs. Naam. Here we have two words that are ism maf'ul. Mashwi and maqli. Mashwi, yani from shawa yashwi, yani the verb that is from is shawa yashwi. Or mabni lil majhul shuwiya. Its root is sheen, waw, ya. So the original form of it should be meshwuyun. Meshwuyun. But again, from yeshwi, we get meshwi. Okay, the verb again that we said is from is yani shawa yeshwi or shuwiya. What type of verb is it? Yani, it is an-naqis al-ya'i. An-naqis al-ya'i. Number 5. Ad-dalu ala al-khayri kafa'ilihi. Yani, the one who directs or points to good is like fa'ilihi, is like the one who does it, who does the good. So the first word that we have here that clearly is intended, and Allah knows best, is ad-dalu, ism fa'il, from dalla yadullu. From dalla yadullu. Its original form, yani from the root dal, lam, lam, is dalilun. Yani fa'ilun, dalilun. But it's irregular because it's from the, what type of verb? Mudaf. So dalilun became dalun. Yani the kasra of the first doubled letter, the kasra is removed, it's merged in with the second one, it became dalun. And dalun, yani al khayri kafa'ilihi. Fa'ilihi is also ism fa'il, yani from fa'ala. Yaf'alu fa'ilun. Yani it's a sahih verb, fa'ilun. Doesn't have, it's not mudaf, it's not mahmuz, it's not mu'tal. Number 6. Qalat li ummi. My mother said to me, malabisuka maghsulatun wa makwiyatun. Your clothing is both, they are washed and they are ironed. 2. Ism maf'ul. Maghsula and makwiyya. And originally maghsula is maghsul and maqwiya is maqwi. But the tamabutu on the end is because malabis is ghayra aqul plural, so we treat it as though it's feminine singular. Maghsul. So we have 2 ism fa'il. Maghsul, yani from ghasala, yaghsilu. The root letters are ghayn, seen, lam. On the pattern of maf'ul, maghsul. Feminine form, maghsula. That's its original form. Yani the type of verb, ghasala, yani is sahih. Yani from ghusila. Ghusila, yani mabni lil majhul, but it's a, yani fi'l sahih. The second word, maqwiyatun, yani is from kawa yakwi or kuwiya. Mabni lil majhul, kuwiya. Kawa yakwi. If we use the mudari form yakwi and change it to a meme, it became makwiyun. Change it to feminine, makwiyatun. But the original form of makwiyun or makwiyatun is yani from kaf, waw, ya, makwuyun or makwuyatun. But if we take it from the mudari, mabni lil ma'lum, yakwi became makwi, feminine, makwiya. The type of verb, yani, kawa yakwi, is an-naqis al-ya'i. Number 7. Raja'at Aisha'tu min al-Ta'ifi fil-Usbu'i al-Madi. Yani, Aisha returned from al-Ta'if, the city of Ta'if, in the past week. Yani, last week. Al-Usbu' al-Madi. So here we have Aisha and we have Ta'if. Both of them are ism fa'il. Aisha is from Aisha Ya'ishu. That's a fi'il ajwaf, ajwaf ya'i. Aisha Ya'ishu, ajwaf ya'i. The form here, Aisha is feminine for Aish. Ism fa'il, yani from Ain Ya'shin. It should have been Aisha. Ayishun. Ayishun with ya instead of hamza. But we said the ajwaf, yani the middle radical waw ya becomes hamza. So ayishatun became aishatun. Again, the verb that is from is ajwaf al-ya'i. Its original form is ayishun or ayishatun with ya instead of hamza. Ta'if is from Tafa Yatufu, This is also Ejwaf, but Ejwaf Wawi. Ejwaf Wawi. Tafa Yatufu. Ejwaf Wawi. I'm just seeing right now this question. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I keep getting confused with some of the identifying terms. I learned Ejwaf prior, and I understand that it is when the second radical is a weak letter. Correct. We are identifying the verb Sama, he fasted, as Ejwaf Wawi. I wrote Ejwaf Ain because the second radical was weak. So what am I doing wrong, please? Barakallahu fikum. Jayid. Good question, mashallah. Okay, so yani, this is something that we have discussed previously in the previous lesson and in the explanation of this lesson before we began the reading of the dialogue and the exercises. So we said that you are correct. The verb that has a weak letter in the middle is known as ajwaf, or it's known as al-mu'atal al-ayn. So you said ajwaf ayni, yani either one of these terms can be used, either ajwaf or mu'atal ayn. Yani mu'atal ayn means that the weak letter, the illa, weak letter, is in the ayn, is in the second radical of the verb. Yani on the pattern of fa-a-la. Yani fa represents the first radical, ayn represents the second radical, lam represents the third radical. So this verb, this type of verb, sama yasumu, is known as al-mu'atal al-ayn, because the middle letter is weak. Or it's known as al-ajwaf. This type of verb, ajwaf, though, is of two types. The middle radical, if it's waw, yani as in this verb, sama yasumu, the middle radical is waw, from the mudari, you can see it, or from the masdar, saum. If the middle radical is waw, we call it ajwaf wawi. If the middle radical is ya, we call it ajwaf ya'i. Okay, so there's two types of ajwaf. One, the middle radical is waw, and the other, the middle radical is ya. So if the middle radical is waw, we call it ajwaf wawi. And if the middle radical is ya, we call it ajwaf ya'i. So an example of ajwaf ya'i is the word that we just saw, asha ya'ishu. Asha ya'ishu, the middle radical, weak letter in asha ya'ishu is ya. So that's ajwaf ya'i. Alright? If the middle radical is waw, as in sama yasumu, then it's ajwaf wawi. I hope it's clear. Well, jazakallahu khair for the question. And sometimes, because we're not in the classroom, I'm used to being in the classroom, so this is a little bit more challenging when we're not in the classroom. So sometimes I'm not really sure what's clear and what's not clear, so I appreciate the question. Perhaps there are others also who may not have been clear on this point, so hopefully other people also benefited. May Allah reward you generously. Okay, so... So ta'if is from ta'fa yatufu. The middle radical is weak in ta'fa yatufu. And that middle radical from the mudari, we see that it's waw. So we're going to call this ajwaf wawi. Al-ajwaf al-wawi. From ta'fa yatufu. The ism fa'il, ta'if, originally, because the middle radical is originally waw, it should have been ta'wifun. Ta'wifun. But we said in the ajwaf verb, the ism fa'il, the waw or the ya converts to hamza. So it became ta'ifun. Generally, you can, yes. Can I always find out what the original letter is by finding the present tense form? Generally, most of the time, but not always. Because there are some verbs, for example, like nama yanamu. In the madi and mudari, it has alif. But originally, that alif is a waw. And sometimes if you can't see it in the mudari, because the middle radical in the ajwaf verb is always going to be waw or ya, it's not going to be alif. So if you see alif in the past tense and the present tense, that means that it's not really alif. Nama yanamu, originally that alif is waw. And you see it in the masdar, naum. You see it? You'll see it in the masdar. If you don't see it in the mudari, you'll see it in the masdar. If the mudari has alif, that's not the original root letter. That's not the original root letter. So you go to the masdar and you see it in the masdar, inshallah. Okay, number seven. Did we finish Tawafa? Okay, no, we didn't finish this sentence. Yeah, number 7, we didn't finish Tawafa. Yani we said it's from Tawafa Yatufu. So it's Ajwaf Wawi. The original form of Ta'if is Tawifun. So that's the original form, Tawifun. And the verb we said is Ajwaf Wawi. Then we have Fil Usbu Al-Madi. Al-Madi is also from, yani it's a Naqis, it's from a Naqis verb. Mada Yamdi. So it's from An-Naqis Al-Ya'i. Yamdi. An-Naqis Al-Ya'i. And the original form is yani ma'diyun. Yani without alif lam, al-madi would be ma'din. Its original form is ma'diyun. That's the original form. Without alif lam is ma'din. With alif lam, al-madi. Alright, so the original form is ma'diyun. The type of verb that is from is Anakas al yai mada yamdi. Number eight, la takhaf fa inna sirraka masunun. Yani, do not fear, for indeed your secret is protected. Masun is from the verb sana yasunu. Sana yasunu, or the mabni lil majhul form sina, sin kasra ya sina. Okay, so the root letters here are sana yasunu. The root letters are sad, wow, and noon. So the ism maf'ul should have been maswunun. But what happened is, yani, the one of the vowels is deleted, and the vowel from the other one is passed back to the sad, and it became masoon. If you just take the ism, I mean the mudari verb, sana yasunu, yani change the ya to meem, masunu. Okay, so the verb that is from is sana yasunu or sina. What type of verb? This is ajwaf wawi. Ajwaf wawi, why? Sana yasunu. The middle radical is weak and it's a wow, so it's ajwaf wawi. Number 9. Aina al-mas'ulu an al-imtihani. Where is the person who is responsible for the examination? The word here is al-mas'ul. It's from the verb sa'ala yas'alu, or the mabni lil-majhul form su'ila yus'alu. Su'ila, yani the type of verb is al-mahmuz al-ayn. Yani the middle radical has a hamza from sa'ala. The middle radical has hamza. So what type of verb is this? Al-mahmuz al-ayn. The form for the ism maf'ul is the original form. Al-mas'ul. From sa, hamza, and lam. Seen hamza and lam. Mas'ulun. Number 10. أَلَا تَزَالُ نَائِمًا. Are you still sleeping? قُمْ فَقَدْ أُذِّنَ لِلْعَصْرِ. Get up, for the adhan has already been called for asr. The word that we're looking at here is نَائِمٌ. It's an ism fa'il. Ism fa'il. It's from the verb نَامَ يَنَامُ or نُوِمَ. نُوِمَ. The ism مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ is نُوِمَ. Noon, wow, meem. Noon, wow, meem. So the ism fa'il should be na-wi-mun. 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 Again, it's from the verb nu-wima or na-ma-ya-namu, which is al-ajwaf al-wawi. The weak letter is in the middle. Na-ma-ya-namu. Yani its original weak letter is wow. Yani you can see it in the masdar na'um. So it's ajwaf, weak letter in the middle, and it's ajwaf wawi because that weak letter is a wow. Number 11. La turaddu as-sil'atu al-mabi'atu ma lam takun ma'ibatan. La turaddu as-sil'atu al-mabi'a. Yani as-sil'a, the merchandise, al-mabi'a, which has been sold, cannot be returned. And it will not be returned. It cannot be returned. It will not be accepted. As long as ما لم تكون, as long as it is not معيبة, it's not defective. As long as it's not defective. So here we have two ism maf'ools, مبيعتو, المبيعتو, and معيبة. And again, these are feminine forms. So المبيعتو, originally it is المبيع, and معيبة is originally معيب. So as far as مبيع, it's from باع يبيع. باع يبيع. Or بيع يباع. يعني باع يبيع is أجوف يائي. The weak letter is in the middle and it's يا. باع يبيع. So the weak letter is يا. So it's أجوف يائي. يعني its root letters are باع, يا, and عين. So the original form for the اسم مفعول باع يا عين should have been مبيوع. مبيوع, or with feminine form مبعو, مبيوعة, مبيوعة. So let's take off the Hamza, the feminine form, the Tarmabut, the feminine form مبيوع. So what happened is the waw is converted to ya, and the vowel from the ya that's already there is transformed to the ba, so it became مبيعٌ. Yani from the mudari verb باع يبيعُ, يبيعُ became مبيعٌ. Feminine form مبيعةٌ, المبيعةُ. Again, the type of verb is أجوف يائي. The original form of مبيعٌ is مبيوعٌ, or feminine form مبيوعةٌ. The second word is معيبة. معيبة is from عابة, is from عابة يعيب. عابة يعيب. يعني to see the defect in something, to be defective. عابة يعيب. Again, this is the أجوف verb. The middle radical is weak. And you can see from the مضاري يعيب is يا. So it's أجوف يائي. عابة يعيب. Or here we should say it technically is from عيبة يعابو. Okay, the root letters of this verb is عين, يا, and بل, and با. عين, يا, and با. So in the pattern of مفعول it should have been معيوبٌ. معيوبٌ. Again, the واو from the pattern is converted and is deleted, and the يا, its vowel ضمة, is changed to كسرة, is transformed to the عين, became معيب. معيوب became معيب. Again from the مضاري, يعني عاب يعيب, you just change the يا to mean معيب. Feminine معيبة. معيبة. Again the verb is أجوف يائي. The original form of معيبة is معيوبة. Number 12. أجب عن السؤال التالي. Answer concerning the following question. Okay, here in this sentence we have التالي. يعني following. From تلا يتلو. It means to recite or to follow. Also has the meaning to follow. تلا يتلو. اسم فاعل from this verb. يعني its root is تا لام واو. يتلو. Ta lam wow. It should have been ism fa'il should have been ta li wun. Ta li wun. Okay, but if it doesn't have alif lam, it loses the weak letter. It became talin. If it has alif lam, at tali. Yani because the wow is converted to ya to correspond with the kesra vowel of yani the ism fa'il pattern. Talin or التالي. The verb form is الناقص الواوي. تلا يتلو. Means to recite or to follow. التالي, يعني the following. يعني that which follows. Number 13. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يسلم الصغير على الكبير والمار على القاعد والقليل على الكثير وفي رواية يسلم الراكب على الماشي والماشي على القاعد والقليل على الكثير. Very beautiful hadith from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said, "Yusallimu al-saghir al-kabir." Yani, the younger person should initiate salams to the older person, the kabir. The maru, yani the passerby, the one who's passing by, should initiate salams on the qa'idu, the one who is sitting. Wal-qalilu al-kathiri, yani the group that is smaller in number should initiate salams, should be the first one to give salams to the group that is kathir, more. And in a narration it says, يُسَلِّمُ الرَّاكِبُ, yani the rider should initiate salams, عَلَى الْمَاشِي, to the one who is walking. وَالْمَاشِي, the one who is walking, initiate salams, عَلَى الْقَاعِدِ, on the one who is sitting. وَالْقَلِيلُ عَلَى الْكَثِيرِ, and the littler group should initiate salams on the bigger group, الْكَثِيرِ, that's more. This particular hadith, mashallah, has a lot of words that we have to look at. The first one is al-maru, yani ism fa'il, al-maru, famarra yamurru, to pass by. Yani mim, ra is the root. The original form for maru should have been mariru, mariru, mariru. But because it's a mudaf, it became maru. Okay, again, the type of verb that is from, yani marra yamurru is mudaaf. Marra yamurru is mudaaf. The original form is mariru. The second one is qa'idu, from qa'ada yaq'udu, and this is a fi'il sahih. And it doesn't have, it's not a mudaaf, it's not a mu'tal, it's not a mahmuz. Qa'ada yaq'udu, it follows the pattern exactly. Fa'ilun qa'idun. The next word is raqib, al-raqibu, from raqiba yarkabu, yani follows the pattern exactly, yani fa'ilun raqibun. This type of verb is fi'il sahih. The next word is al-mashi, yani without al-islam, is mashin, from masha yamshi, yani al-naqis al-ya'i, al-naqis al-ya'i, the last letter is the weak letter, naqis, and it's a ya. Masha yamshi. The ism fa'il from it, originally it should have been ma shi yun. With alif lam, it's al mashi. Without alif lam, it's mashin. Mashin. And that's the end for that hadith. Number 14, sentence number 14, at-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman لا ذنب له. التائب, the one who repents from the sin, كمان, is like the one who لا ذنب له, who doesn't have any sin against him at all. The word that we're looking at here is التائب, اسم فاعل, from تاب يتوب, from تاب يتوب. This is a أجوف واوي. Middle radical is weak. The middle radical letter is واو. أجوف واوي. تاب يتوب. Yani the root letters are ta, wow, and ba. So the ism fa'il should have been originally ta, wi, bun. Ta, wi, bun. But the wow and the ajwaf and the ya are converted to hamza, so it became ta, ibun. Ta, ibun. Number 15, qala ta'ala, wa li kulli qawmin hadin. Surah Ra'd, 13th surah, 7th ayat. Yani Allah the Most High says, and for every people there's a guide. Hadin, ism fa'il. From hada yahdi, yani naqis. Hada yahdi, it's naqis. The last letter is weak and it's ya, so it's naqis ya'i. Its original form, from ha, del, ya, ism fa'il should have been ha, di, yun. Hadiyun. If it has alif lam, it's al-hadi. Without alif lam, it's hadin, as we see it in this ayat, hadin. Yani the verb that is from is an-naqis al-ya'i. Its original form is hadiyun. Here we have it as hadin. Ism manqus. Number 16, waqala ta'ala, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ. And every soul will have a taste of death. Surah Al-Ankabut, 29th Surah, 57th Ayat. And the word that we're looking at here is ذَائِقَةٌ, يعني its masculine form is ذَائِكٌ. From ذَاكَ يَذُوكُ. The middle radical is weak and it's wow. ذَاكَ يَذُوكُ. So it's أَجْوَفْ wawi. يعني ذَلْ وَاوْ قَافْ. On the pattern of fa'il, ذَلْ وَاوْ قَافْ should have been ذَاوِقٌ. Or feminine form, ذَاوِكَةٌ. But the wow is converted to Hamza, so it became, يعني ذَاوِكٌ became ذَائِكٌ, or feminine form, ذَائِكَةٌ. The verb that is from ذَاكَ يَذُوكُ is أَجْوَفْ wawi. Its original form is ذَاوِكَةٌ. Here it came as ذَائِكَةٌ, while being converted to Hamza. And number 17, تُنْقَلُ صَلَاةُ الْجُمُعَةِ بِالْإِذَاعَتَيْنِ الْمَسْمُوعَةِ وَالْمَرَئِيَّةِ. صَلَاةُ الْجُمُعَةِ is تُنْقَلُ, يعني is carried, transmitted, بِالْإِذَاعَتَيْنِ, by both types of broadcasting, الْمَسْمُوعَ, that which is heard, the radio, and مَرَئِيَّ, that which is seen. مَسْمُوعَ, that which is heard. مَرَئِيَّ, that which is seen. So both of these are ism مَفْعُول. يعني مَسْمُوعَ is easy from يعني سَمِعَ يَسْمَعُ or سُمِعَ. يعني seen, ميم, عين. On the pattern of مَفْعُول is مَسْعُو. يعني مسمو, I'm sorry, مسمو, سا, سين, ميم, عين, مسمو, مسمو, feminine, مسموع, نعم, مسموع, with تامبوتا, مسموع. Alright, so this type of verb is صحيح, and it's not مضاعف, it's not معتل, it's not محموز. And this is the original form of the ism maf'ul, yani masmu' or masmu'a. The second one is irregular, mara'iyya. It's from the verb ra'a yara, or the mabni lil majhul ru'iyya, ru'iyya. Yani originally the verb is what? Ra'a yara'i. So you have ra, you have hamza, and you have alif maksura, which becomes ya, yara, yara'i. يعني رؤية. So the original form of this verb, يعني را, حمزة, and يا, را, حمزة, and يا, it should have been مرؤيٌ, مرؤيٌ, مرؤيٌ. But what happened here is that the wow is converted to ya, and the vowel of the hamza became from dhamma to kasra, so became mara'iyun, mara'iyun, its feminine form being mara'iyatun. The type of verb, this type of verb is mahmuz ayn, because it has hamza in the middle, and it's naqis, and naqis al-ya'i, because it has a weak letter at the end, and that weak letter is ya. Ru-i-ya, from ru-i-ya. Mara-u-yun is its original form. It became mara-i-yun, or feminine, mara-i-yatun. Okay, it looks like we're close to the end of our time. Allahu musta'an. And we still have some exercises. I don't know. Maybe we can, any. I don't know if we can take a couple of extra minutes and just finish up this. We don't have a lot of time left. We have a few minutes. Okay. So let's do exercises number 18, 19, and 20, because they require you to do some work. 18 is Hati. Mudari al-af'al al-atiya. Give the mudari form of the following verbs. Faraqa. يطرق يعني to knock on the door. طرق يترك. نطق ينطق. نطق to speak. ينطق. صاحب to accompany. يصحب. يصحب. Number 19. هاتي جمع الكلمات الآتية. Give the plural of the following words. نسخة. A copy of something. It's plural. نسخ. نسخ. هدية. A gift. It's plural. هدايا. هدايا. With ألف ممدودة. مركز. A center. It's plural. مراكز. Without تنوين. ممنوع من الصرف. مراكز. فرصة. An opportunity. It's plural. فرص. فرص. عنوان. Means a title or an address. It's plural. عناوين. عناوين. Without تنوين. ممنوع من الصرف. سر. A secret. It's plural. أسرار. وسرائر. سرائر. Number 20. هاتي مفرد. يعني give the singular. شؤون. Its plural is شأن. And مناهج. Its plural is يعني منهج. يعني methodology or program or curriculum. شأن means an affair or matter. And then we'll go back to 17 just quickly. يعني تأمل ما يلي. Just reflect on what follows. These are verbs that you need to learn something about. سلم عليه means قال له السلام عليكم. If somebody says سلم عليه means that he said to that person السلام عليكم. The past tense is سلم. The present tense يسلم. The فعل عمر is سلم. The second verb is اطلع with شد on the ta. اطلع على الأمر. اطلع على الأمر means علمه, to come to know something. اطلع على الشيء means you come to know it. The past tense اطلع. Present tense يطلع. فعل أمر اطلع. The third verb استأذنه في كذا. يعني the expression is استأذنه في كذا. يعني means a طلب إذنه فيه. Means to ask someone's permission concerning something. The past tense verb استأذن. Present tense verb يستأذن. And the فعل أمر استأذن. The fourth verb اغتنم الفرصة. To take advantage of an opportunity, it means انتهزها. يعني someone took advantage of the opportunity. اغتنم is the past tense. يغتنم is the present tense. اغتنم is the فعل أمر. And the last one, يعني that came in the previous one, انتهزا means to take advantage of something. The past tense is انتهزا. Present tense ينتهز. فعل أمر انتهز. And the last verb is تراوح. تراوح means to vary or to fluctuate. The present tense is يتراوح. يتراوح. نعم. رأى originally رأى ends with ألف مكسورة. Originally it ends with ألف مكسورة. رأى يرى. But in the مبني للمجهول for the اسم, remember the اسم مفعول is technically from روي. رو is technically from the مبني للمجهول. So it's رؤيا. رؤيا. So that's how we have يا there. But originally, نعم, in the past tense, it's ألف مكسورة. رأى. To see. رأى يرى. The مبني للمجهول. رؤيا ويرى. نعم. This is the end of our time. We're going to have to stop here, inshallah. If there's any questions, any remaining, inshallah, next week we'll try to get to that. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى for all of us that He grant success in doing deeds, whatever we do for His sake alone, purely يعني with sincerity upon the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that He accept, recognize, reward and record our deeds, and that He pardon, forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors and sins, and that He keep us firm upon Sirat al-Mustaqim until we return to the condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.